Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yeah, good evening to you, Gavin Stewart here, and welcome along. It is the 9th of September. We start off with a piece of music used for an animation on the telly many, many years ago. How many remember the original TV series of the Flintstones? Well, the gentleman that wrote this piece of music, it's his birthday today. His name is Truman Pinky Tomlin. Here we go.
Ooh, Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of fresh to feed. When you're with the Flintstones, have the abba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
There we are. That's enough of that, I think. Anyway. The gentleman wrote that, and that was used on the TV series of the Flintstones for many years. It went on, Hannah and Barbara. Anyway, moving on, let's start the serious work, if that wasn't considered serious. Joe Negron, well, he was with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Why do fools fall in love?
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? And love was my way to make a play. Why would they fall in love?
Teenagers, why do fools fall in love? I bought that as a second-hand record on a 78. Oh, blimey. Can't remember, 1959, 1960 or something or other. A shop in Edinburgh. It was called The Record Exchange. They sold new and second-hand records. I happened to spot it one day. I don't know what happened to it. I certainly don't own it nowadays. Anyway, moving on. Our next musical birthday on the 9th of September. Can't speak. The 9th of September is Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening
come, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay, yes, passing the time of day, watching all the world go by, why not? Very restful. Anyway, our next musical birthday, Inez Fox. She and her brother Charlie, they had a big hit a way back with this song, Mockingbird. And later on, James Taylor and Carly Simon recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Fox and the original version of Mockingbird, as they later on recorded by James Taylor and Carly Simon. Our next musical birthday, D.D. Sharp is the lady's name. This is Mashed Potato Time. Potato Time from D.D. Sharp. Our next musical birthday is Bruce Palmer. He played with Buffalo Springfield. One of my favourite pieces of music, this, for what it's worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
can come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Buffalo Springfield, one of the great songs from the 60s, anti-war protest song. I think it was considered, I just thought it was a great piece of music. And Stevie Nicks, for what it's worth, recorded that as well. But her version goes on for about 4 minutes, and Stevie Nicks, well, wonderful voice she has. Of course, ex-Fleetwood Mac. Moving on. Who's our next musical birthday? It's Trevor Oakes from Shawadi Wadi. So, what one did I pick from them? Under the Moon of Love. Let's hear it.
Whisper things in your ear. I'm gonna tell you lots of things I know you've been longing to hear.
Come on, little darling, take my hand.
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love. Let's sit down and talk under the moon of love. I wanna tell you, that I love you. Whisper things in your ears. I'm gonna tell you lots of things I know you've been longing to hear.
Come on, little darling, take my hand.
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love. Let's sit right down and talk under the moon of love. Let's go.
Under the Moon of Love from Shawadi Wadi, celebrating the birthday of Trevor Oakes. And now our next musical birthday, Dave Stewart, off the Eurythmics fame. Yes, no relation to me. He spells Stewart different way. Anyway, there must be an angel playing with my heart.
Yeah. orchestra of angels, and they're playing with my heart, yeah.
Celebrating the birthday of Dave Stewart today, and there it was with Annie Lennox and some other musicians. There must be an angel playing with my heart. Moving on, our last musical birthday of the day is Michael Bublé. I know Becky up in Dunstable loves Michael Bublé, and Love You Anymore is the name of the track I selected. So, should we hear it? I think we should. Celebrating his birthday. He was born 1975. Oh, a mere youngster compared to us lot.
Just because I wander around the places we would go, hoping that I'd run into you one last time. Just because I never took your picture off my phone, doesn't mean that you're still on my mind. Just because I accidentally slip and say your name, when I hear a song it makes me insecure. Just because I know I'll never ever feel the same, doesn't mean I love you anymore. Am I lying to myself again when I say you're not the best I've ever had? Am I lying to myself again when I say that I'm not missing you so bad? Just because I'm on my knees and swearing I would change, and I'd do anything to hear you say I'm yours. Just because I know I'll never ever feel the same, doesn't mean I love you again when I say you're not the best I've ever had. Am I lying to myself again when I say that I'm not missing you so bad? Just because I'm on my knees and swearing I will change and do anything to hear you say I'm yours. Just because I know I'll never ever feel the same, doesn't mean I love you anymore. More. Doesn't mean I love you anymore. 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 Doesn't mean I love you anymore.
Michael Bublé celebrating his birthday today. Love You Anymore. That track was called. Now, should we have a look at the papers or should I squeeze in a short tune? Let's have a look at the papers for the 10th of September. We might as well do it. It'll be a minute early, but here goes. Oh yes, let's have a look at the front pages for the 10th of September. And we start with the Times. And the headline is, dozens of Labour MPs set to rebel on winter fuel payments. They're having a vote on it in the Commons tomorrow. Germans halt open border policy amid migrant crisis. And then a picture of William, Kate and the children. And that picture, I think, is on most of the front pages. Kate tells of her relief at end of chemotherapy. She's still going to be receiving treatment, but not chemotherapy. And I know from personal experience, chemotherapy can take a lot out of you. Not from me having it done personally, but from people I know, Vicky and Pauline personally, who I know have had it done, and it does take a lot out of you. Anyway, moving on, the Daily Mirror. Kate's message of hope. Out of darkness can come light. Princess says love has seen her through scary, tough times as she reveals chemo is now done. The Guardian. PM defiant on winter fuel cut as MPs prepare to vote. The same picture of Kate and William and the children on the front page of The Guardian. And West Bank. In a city of scars, Israel's rage stirs a long hatred. The Daily Express. Same picture of Kate and William and children. Your kindness is humbling. Out of darkness can come light. That is the front page of the Express. The same picture on the front of the Telegraph. I want to stay cancer free, says Kate. Pensioners, £1,700 better off with us, Reeves tells winter fuel rebels. Well, how have they worked that out? I wonder. Who can tell? The Daily Mail. A different picture of William and Kate without children. Kate, out of darkness can come light, so let that light shine bright. And yes, good news that she has finished doing her chemotherapy. And touch wood that she'll continue to improve and get back to full strength again. The iDaily, pensioners in poverty, 770,000 set to lose winter fuel payments, is the headline on the iDaily. The Independent, again the picture of Kate and William with the children. Unions warning to Labour over winter fuel row. And the top of the page, out of darkness can come light. Of course, Kate's little family message. The Metro, Kate, my cancer recovery. Princess moving update as chemotherapy ends. And lastly, a look at the Financial Times. They don't have a picture of Kate and William on the front page. I don't know if I pronounced this right or not. Draghi calls for €800 billion EU industry boost to keep up with China and US. Apple appeal, AI pitch aims to revive sales. And Bank of London told investors of immediate need to raise £18.5 million. So that is a quick look at tomorrow's front pages. Let's have who have we got next? ABBA and I Have a Dream.
A song to sing to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future. Even if you fail, I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels when I know the time is right for me. I'll cross the stream. I have a dream. Fantasy. pushing through the darkness, still another mile. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels. When I know the time is right for me, I cross the street.
Devon Artists, they've got an open studio running this month all over Devon. And one of the artists I was talking to is Sarah, and she paints horses. So I thought, how about America? A horse with no name. That is very appropriate, isn't it? This is for you, Sarah.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
My skin name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love.
You see, I've been through the desert on with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Horse with no name. And that was for Sarah, because she's participating in the Devon Open Studio. Artists who are throwing open their studios, people can go around and have a look and see the pictures that they're actually painting, ones they've done in the past as well. And as I say, Sarah seems to specialise in horses. And why not? They're lovely creatures. As long as they don't kick out at you or bite you. They're all right then. And here's the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share.
Breaking
How Deep Is Your Love? And we've got time to squeeze this in before we look at tomorrow's weather. Oh, have you ever seen the rain? Bonnie Tyler. She's not been in Devon over the weekend, obviously. See much more, but I can't hold out much hope because let's look at tomorrow's weather. But before that, how about this from Henry and Alex? We always have them at this time of night.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Now, the 10th of September. 18 degrees high tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, 8 degrees lower tomorrow night. Tonight, overnight, going to be 13 degrees. Light rain and a moderate breeze tomorrow. The rain's not meant to start till about 5 o'clock, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But that's the forecast for tomorrow. Light rain and a moderate breeze. High of 18. Tomorrow night, a low of 8 degrees. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:42. Sunset tomorrow evening, 19:37. Oh my goodness me, how the days are just getting shorter. Very depressing. Looking forward, Wednesday and Thursday, sunny intervals, and Friday as well. But Thursday in particular, a high of 14 degrees, overnight temperature 4 degrees. What is just, oh, I just don't know what's going on with the weather. Who will we have next? The Shy Lights. How about the Shy Lights? Have you seen her? That's the question.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Have you seen her? Oh dear, well, it's near the end of the show. It's 3 minutes, 4 minutes to midnight. So we get to play out with Elton John and the Circle of Life. Thank you all for listening. Bob's here tomorrow at 9. We've got a replay of Listener's Choice at 12. We've got Janet at 1. Here's Elton, Circle of Life. We've got the Duke at 6. We've got Rocking Lee. And then I'm back at 11 o'clock. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, everyone. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio. Take care of yourselves. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.
We arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun.
there's more to be seen than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done. Some say eat or be eaten. Some say live and let live. But all I agree is to join the stampede. You should never take more than you give. In the circle of life is the wheel of fortune. If the leap by faith is the band of the stars, and somehow we sail through our troubles. Some have to live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here, or to find that can never be found.